means we hear live from R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Good morning, R.W.
Good morning, Allison. The French have a fine expression. Plus ça change, plus c'est la même chose, which roughly translates as, the more things change, the more they stay the same. One of the benefits of making it on in years is that some of us increasingly notice the truth of this adage, the ways, for example, that something which is causing great consternation bordering on panic for many of our fellow citizens is actually just a recent rendition of an old recurrent theme. Charles Schulz's comic strip Peanuts is right up La Même Chose alley. Even after Schulz died, his comic strip has continued to be syndicated in a classic Peanuts version. My girlfriend and I have been fans of Schulz's work for decades, not only because of the way he's able to blend the characteristics of adults and children to show that it's often difficult to tell the two apart, but also because of the respect he affords his animal characters, who are often much more intelligent than the humans. In fact, in at least one of the biographical pieces written about him, Schulz confesses that he thought long and hard about first naming his famous cartoon strip Snoopy, since the Beagle was far and away the most interesting and multifaceted character. But when time came for finalizing a title, Peanuts won out. Under whatever name, he left us a true work of art, as timeless today as it was nearly half a century ago. Today's strip, for instance, was copyrighted in 1970. In the first panel, major character Lucy is standing next to her little brother Linus and remarking, "The world is in terrible shape." Next, in the second panel, she amps up the volume and poses a question. "And do you know why? It's all the fault of the head beagle." Perhaps an aside would be useful here. This portion of the Peanuts series is dealing with snooping, having been recently awarded status in the dog domain at large as head beagle, responsible for overseeing all things concerning dogs in the world. What follows for several weeks is Schulz's satire on bureaucracy in general. So in the third panel, Snoopy's secretary, played by Woodstock, the little bird, is delivering a foot to Lucy's derriere, and we see the caption, "Boot," as Lucy is launched a few feet forward while grimacing. And in the fourth and final panel, Snoopy sits on the ridge of his doghouse with Woodstock at the ready and says, "My administration hates criticism." Of course, the parallels to our current presidential situation are clear, in many ways echoing the Nixon White House of 1970 when Charles Schulz initially penned the strip. Some of us may also remember that 44 years ago today, 200 or so Sioux Native Americans, led by members of the American Indian Movement, or AIM, were occupying Wounded Knee, the site of the 1890 massacre of 300 Sioux by the United States 7th Cavalry. After 71 days, AIM leaders and their supporters surrendered when U.S. government officials promised to investigate their complaints. Charges were eventually dismissed by a federal judge who cited the U.S. government's unlawful handling of witnesses and evidence. And finally today, let's celebrate what's left of this winter, which for all of its rigors of snow and ice and cold, does not bring any black flies into the picture. Hi, this is R.W. Estella. WERU-FM has for more than a quarter of a century attempted to offer its listening audience more than easily divisive either-or reasoning, where discordant matters can too easily be reduced to an us-or-them mentality. Folks at WERU-FM reflect a broad range of perspectives. Programs such as Janine Jackson's Counterspin on Friday afternoons, for example, deal with the loopy legislators on both sides of the aisle. Elements of Obama's administration were as apt to receive scrutiny as Trump's is now. Add to these sorts of informative programs the world-class variety of music available every day at WERU-FM, and the station becomes a most valuable resource. one deserving of your support and involvement. Please do what you can to help WERU-FM continue the great work it has been doing since the late 1980s. From Orono, Maine, here's to a great day.
1-800-643-6273. Here's Joni Mitchell.